Just down the street from the star-studded sidewalks of Hollywood Boulevard, the Hollywood Farmers Market brings farm-fresh food into the heart of the city.
We will, honey, as soon as I get some yellow peppers.
People who know what food is supposed to taste like come here.
I want my food to taste like a tomato. I want my food to taste like collard greens or spinach. I don't want all the chemicals in it.
Bill Jarrett is willing to pay the price for his superior produce. But for many people who are in danger of real malnutrition or hunger, truly fresh food is a luxury they cannot afford. So how do you get the good, nutritious food at the farmers markets to the people who need it?
They're actually surprised. Oh, really? Yeah, here's some money. Go shopping.
Here in the waiting room of a Los Angeles clinic for the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, three-year-olds play with oversized wooden blocks as tall as they are, while their parents settle among the rows of plastic chairs, anxiously filling out paperwork on clipboards while they wait for their names to be called.
Oh, good boy! They say he's 20 pounds.
Mirna Ruiz has been working at this WIC clinic for 20 years. And every June, she gives out free vouchers as part of the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. They're good for fruits and vegetables at farmers markets during summer and fall.
Yes, people ask for them. They ask for them throughout the whole year. We have to say they're only once a year.
But there's a catch. The amount of money each family gets is $20 a year. That's enough to use in one or two outings, but it's certainly not a budget fit to sustain a family.
Say hi, Gorda.
Hi.
Estuardo Cobos and his wife, Angela Marie Ostrander Cobos, have been coming to the WIC clinic for 6 months to get formula and other essentials for their children, three-year-old Ethan and six-month-old Emily. They've never used the farmer's market vouchers, but Cobos says he would use them, especially if there were a market closer to his house.
We have stores in the community that have this stuff there for us, so if there was a farmer's market that was, you know, available and nearby, I'm sure we would.
Even if his family lived next door to a farmer's market, though, the $20 annual vouchers wouldn't buy much. A few bunches of carrots, some organic apples, and perhaps a large container of strawberries. Moira Beery is part of the Center for Food and Justice at Occidental College in Los Angeles.
I would definitely agree that it's a great sort of token project, and it's a great way to introduce people to fresh fruits and vegetables and to get them familiar with farmers markets, but it clearly doesn't go far enough.
Beery says the main problem with the program is that it does little to increase access to farmers markets for lower-income families. Pompeia Smith, who manages the Hollywood Farmers Market, says sustaining families on farmers market produce is not the point of the program. Instead, it's about education.
Somehow they come back with their own cash, because that's what they're supposed to do, that program. Change their behavior and get them to discover the farmers market is a good place to buy fresh fruits and vegetables.
But food education only goes so far if you can't afford to buy farmers market produce and don't live close to where it's sold.
It's not going to help people that don't have a market anywhere near them and would have to, you know, spend an hour on the bus getting to a market. That's not really a feasible option for a lot of people.
Beery says the challenge now is to try to bring reasonably priced produce into food deserts, where poor people are surrounded by miles of fast food restaurants and convenience stores without a single supermarket. Children from these communities grow up never learning how to cook for themselves or seek out nutritious food.
I mean, we definitely suffer from food deserts in Los Angeles, so places where there is almost no access to healthy foods.
Fresh bread, fresh bread, it's the day!
With additional funding, the farmers market vouchers might go a little farther toward improving the diets of low-income mothers and children in WIC. But right now, the vouchers are too small to have a large impact on what people eat. And the farmers markets are too far from the food deserts to bring farm fresh food to the people who might benefit from it the most. Jenny Lauren Lee, Annenberg Radio News.